The ACLU's bus ride to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals is no express line. It begins the day in Madison and stops for press conferences in Milwaukee and Racine before slowing to a crawl in rush hour traffic outside of Chicago. Among those riding on the bus are Cammy Young and Karina Wills. They've been together for 13 years. They got married in Minnesota in December, and they welcomed their daughter Olivia to the world just 5 months ago. Olivia is also on the bus, asleep in her car seat. Cammy Young says this trip is historic, and even if Olivia won't remember it, she wants her to be a part of it.
Just the sheer fact that we were bringing a five-month-old on a bus like this, and a trip like this, must tell you how much we really want to be here and how important it is for us to be here.
Cammy Young is considered Olivia's parent in Wisconsin. Karina Wills is not. Will says the state would not even let her put her name on Olivia's birth certificate.
We wanted our daughter to have married parents, and so we got married. But even though we're married, we have a child, I'm not recognized as a legal parent, and that's really hurts.
The ACLU's lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's gay marriage ban is about more than just gay parents and their children. But the next morning during oral arguments, it's the children that Judge William Posner can't stop talking about. A lawsuit against Indiana's gay marriage ban is also before the court. Just a minute into those arguments, Posner interrupted to ask why the state had any interest in making it harder for gay parents to marry.
Wouldn't it be better for these adopted children if their same-sex parents were married?
Posner was just as aggressive with Wisconsin's deputy attorney general, pressing him over and over again to explain the state's reasoning for its gay marriage ban.
What's the rational basis for a legislative choice denying same-sex marriage? We know that these people want to get married. We think, or at least I think, it's good for the kids. So what's the offsetting harm?
After arguments, dozens of reporters from both states scrambled to get quotes to explain what just happened. Wisconsin Family Action's Jelaine Appling is there. Her group was the driving force behind Wisconsin's gay marriage ban.
I think we miss the fundamental reality that every child who was born in forever has both a mother and a father. That's a biological reality that we cannot deny.
Appling's attorney, Mike Dean, doesn't mention Judge Posner by name, but he says today's arguments miss the point.
This is why courts are criticized for legislating.
Karina Wills also takes her turn addressing a row of TV cameras. Wills says Judge Posner's comments struck a nerve.
Brought tears to my eyes. I think he hit the nail on the head.
Wills is standing next to Cammy Young and holding five-month-old daughter Olivia in her arms. She says families like theirs have the same ability to raise children in a loving home as anyone else.
For that to be the first words out of Judge Posner's mouth talking about children, it was amazing. It's really touching and lovely.
Wills and the other plaintiffs are soon on the bus back to Wisconsin. Whatever the court decides, there's a good chance of an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court and maybe another road trip, this one to the nation's capital. From Chicago, Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.